Come in. Please have a seat. I've been looking at your performance reviews, and I have to say, I've been very impressed. You've worked here for how long now? 5 years? Really? I can't say I've noticed you before. No matter. You've been highly recommended for this position. Do you know much about what it entails? No? I see. You just felt like you needed a new challenge and thought this would be a new opportunity. A step up, as it were. I understand that. Change is good. Sometimes, we all need a new role to play. What's that? Do I have a dog? Oh, the cage. Yes, I have a pet. I bring him to work with me sometimes. I actually have quite a few pets. I love playing with them. They're just so obedient. Anyway, enough small talk. Let's see. Have you got experience of all the new programs we use? Tell me about a situation where you've had to use those. I see. Yes, that's great. And what about all the safety procedures? Are you aware who is responsible to implement Section 2 of our policy, for example? That's right. I have to say, you're the first person who has got that question correct. How are you at adapting to situations? Uh-huh. Yes. Good. What about if I asked you to make me a drink? Would you be against that if it wasn't part of your job description? Would you say no? I see. That shows good attitude. I shall look forward to you making me a drink or two then. If you get the job, of course. Now, continuing with the theme of adapting to situations, how would you react if I asked you to stand up? Good. Why did you stand up? Okay. I see. It was a non-threatening demand, so you complied rather than risk a confrontation. Good. What about if I asked you to pass me one of those biscuits over there? Wait. I haven't finished, but I added what I needed. But what if I added that I needed you to get them crawling on your hands and knees? No. So you don't really want this job then? You do? Then get on your knees and get me a piece of candy from the jar over there. I'm waiting. There. That's a good start. Thank you. No, don't get up. Oh dear, I don't like these. Get me a different type. On your knees again. Yes. What do you mean? I didn't say please. Are you joking? This new position will have you working in highly stressful situations. And time is paramount. Little things like questioning one forgotten please are only going to heighten tension and are not helpful at all. I need you to show me you can be part of a team. Get me another one. That's better. Not bad, but I don't think I want to finish it. You have it. Here. Put it in your mouth. Why not? You don't want to waste it, do you? Are you the sort of man who wastes resources by throwing things away that still have a use? Come here. No, don't stand up. Crawl to me. Sit up. Open your mouth. Beg like a dog. I'm waiting. There's a good boy. Here you go. Very good. While you're down there, I'd like to test your ability to judge quality. That will be a big part of your new role, should you fill this position. So, with that in mind, take a look at my legs in this gorgeous high heels. You like them? You like it when I cross them? You can see all the way up to my thighs with this short skirt on. And maybe even the beginning of the curves of my ass. What would you give them out of 10? 10 being the hottest you've ever seen. Well, maybe you need to feel them. Rub your hands up my legs from my calves to just above my knees. That's it. You had no trouble obeying that order, did you? Feel how smooth they are. How silky and perfect. Did you feel incredible, perfect curves of my powerful calves? Hold the muscle for a moment. Let me flex it for you. How was that? They're really strong, aren't they? Now, go up higher. Put your hands on my soft thighs. They feel so good. So tight and toned. Feel underneath. Move your hands higher. Feel that sexy curve going up to my ass. Push my skirt out the way a bit. I'll raise myself up a bit for you. There. Hold my smooth ass cheek in your hand. Squeeze it. Okay, that's enough. Out of 10? 10? No hesitation. I like that. No. Kneel up so you can get a good view of my tits. They're pushing so firmly against the fabric of my blouse. Let me take it off. See how they look inside this push-up bra? Not that I needed one. They're fucking huge. I just like to show them off when I can. Do you want to feel them? Yes? Let me get them out for you. Go ahead. Aren't they magnificent? So firm and round and heavy. You'll need both hands. Oh, yeah. Don't forget my nipples. Make them hard. That's it. Good boy. Kneel up here. Suck on them. Go on. Yeah, like that. Take turns with the girls. I like to call them my girls. I like to be played with. Very good. 10. I didn't even ask you to score them, but I agree. They are a 10. Good boy. Now, kneel back down between my legs. It seems as a shame to ruin these expensive pants, but I still need to access your suitability for this position some more. Do you see what my pussy is? It needs attention. You need to be a very attentive employee, like my pussy. It's already dripping for you. Your talented sucking on my tits helped a lot. That's it. Use your tongue and find my gland. A huge part of this job is being able to send clients home happy. Make me happy. Eat my cum. Oh, yeah. Fuck. That's it. Right there. Make me cum. I'm going to cum. Don't you dare stop. Keep going. I'm coming. That wasn't bad, little man. I think this interview is going pretty well for you so far. There's just one thing left for us to do. If you pass, you've got the job. This last part is all about testing your performance and stamina. So, all you have to do now is fucking me. Oh yeah, you like the sound of that, don't you? There's just one thing. You're not allowed to come. No, you need to show me you can perform under pressure. And that you can go that extra mile to make a customer happy. The way your clients sign new deals and we make more money. You need to make me come before you do. Do you understand? I hope so. Because this is the most important part of the interview. Take off your gloves. Excellent. And the rest. I want you completely naked. Good boy. Now, throw your clothes over there. Funk. Your cock is rock hard for me, isn't it? It's practically drooling. Just look at you. Look at all the precum. There's so much. I don't know that you're going to be able to do this. You are too excited. Are you a virgin? No? You've only ever been with your wife. You're married. And you're still going to fuck me. Of course you are. Look at your dick. Irresistible. God, you're not going to know, did you? No. Land floor. I'm going to climb on top of you. Of that throbbing cock. And slide it inside my sight. Wet, hungry pussy. And then we'll see what you're made of, won't we, sweetie? Oh yeah, I'd better take the slow, right? Your poor cock is trembling in my hand as I guide it in, just a tip first. You feel those wondrous pussy lips on your deck. You feel it opening to swallow you up. Inch by inch. Now to devour the rest. Your whole cock, right up to the balls. How incredible does my wet cunt feel gripping your cock? It's so tight, isn't it? Let me squeeze you. What's that? Slowing down? You're going to come. Fuck, you've got to do better than this. What if I squeeze those balls? Yeah, grab them real tight. Did that hurt? Good. Let's see, I'm going to start sliding my pussy up and down that average length shaft of yours. There we go. Yeah, that feels good. Fuck your hips. Pump into me. Don't come. You're trying so hard not to blow it out too early, aren't you? But you're going to need more stamina than this. I wonder if you can resist some sexy moans. Come on. Fuck me harder. Harder. Faster. Yeah. Just don't come. Try not to explode in my tight pussy. Fuck. You're not going to make it at all. I feel so fucking good, don't I? Is my sweet little cunt too much for you? Don't do it. Don't do it. It's too late, isn't it? You're going to blow. I'm riding it too fast. Come inside me. I command you. Release all your sperm into my pussy. Come. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. You came and I barely got started. What a shame. I'm afraid that means you failed the interview. However, you showed a lot of obedience, and that's a quality we admire here. And your tongue skills weren't bad. So, I'm willing you to offer a deal. You see, there is another job available. A post that I think you will be perfect for, my slave. You heard me. You will get to serve and worship me every day. What do you say to that?
Pay?
Oh, there's no pay. And you would never guess you'll be at my back and call 24 hours a day. Of course I'm serious. Look, here's the contract. All drawn up ready for you to sign. You're not sure?
No, really?
There is one more thing in the contract. It says here, once a month, I'll let you fuck me. Well, that changed your mind. Sign here. Here and here. Good boy. Maybe I can train you to last longer each month. Congratulations on your new job. Now, put on this leash and get in the cage. You see, I don't have a dog. But I do have a pet. You. And I bet there are more men out there who'd love to be my pet too. Isn't that right? You probably wouldn't pass my interview either. I bet you're sitting there in a puddle of your own dress right now. See you soon, my pet.